What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Reborn Podcast. My name is Jeremy Simmons, and I am beyond honored that you would take time to watch this or listen to it on whatever platform it is that you're choosing. I'm just grateful that you're here with me, and I don't take it lightly that you want to hear what I have to say. So today, I'm going to wing it a little bit. This is just on my heart. I really didn't do a lot of prep work for this. So what you're going to get is raw and unfiltered, but my hope is that it really, really helps you. So today, I want to talk about some habits, specifically one habit that really changed my life about 3.5-4 years ago. And that specific habit is the practice of affirmations. Now, I'll be honest with you, I was raised in a very conservative evangelical Christian culture where in my teenage years, early adulthood years, I would have written off the practice of affirmations as just kind of hokey. And I would have argued with you saying, hey, You're separating yourself from God, giving yourself your own power to manifest your own future. That would have been my argument. And let me tell you guys what I have come to believe and understand is that it's not about separating yourself. If you're a person of faith, and you may not be, and that's fine. This is going to work for you no matter what. But if you are a person of faith, you are not taking control in your own hands. You're literally learning to operate as the son of God, the daughter of God that you were created to be. So the Bible tells us that we have been given the power of life and death in the tongue, right? So our words literally create or they can destroy. And so I want us to talk a little bit today about what are your words doing in your life? How are your words serving you in your life? The words you speak out loud to the people around you, but more importantly, what about the words that you choose to speak to yourself? They may be out loud or they may be in your head, but I'm telling you, either way, whether silent or screaming, they are impacting your life one way or the other. So let me just rewind, kind of tell you where I was back in 2021. So in 2021, I was 2 years into my marriage with Lacey. She's my second marriage. And if you know my story, around 2013 to 2016, went through a just significantly painful, catastrophic divorce, lost everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. And it really wasn't until about 2016, 2017 that I experienced God kind of turning the flywheel of my life on again, where he began to rebuild the things in my life that had been lost. And so by 2021, I had a new career. I was really excited about 2 years into it. Super passionate about that. Very promising. I had this new marriage. I was excited, in love. This blended family. I had 3 young boys I'd just taken under my wing. The girls, I had them full time, taking care of them. Like, life had really come together and we were building fresh momentum. But around that time in 2021, I realized that, you know, there was a season of life where I was just surviving. Have any of you guys ever been there? You say, hey, that's me right now. I was just surviving just to get through the day, to get through the moment by moment for each day was a win. And just to go to bed at night knowing, you know, I pulled off some semblance of adulting and being responsible that day without things falling apart, that felt like a huge win, right? So went through the season of survival. And then honestly, when I entered into my new job at the time and new relationship with Lacey, the marriage, bringing the family together, I entered into a season of rest and just kind of soaking up, like, look at what God's doing. I had that sense of him carrying me, sustaining me, carrying our family. The momentum felt pretty effortless and it was wonderful. But around 2021, I felt in my heart that God was shifting things. And I wasn't sure what that meant, but I started getting up early in the morning and just spending time in meditation and prayer, reading. It was wild. Over the course of that year, I probably read 60 to 70 books. Most of them actually weren't faith-based, but some were faith-based. A lot of them were just kind of self-improvement and business books. Just I just felt God drawing me into expansion, right? And I wasn't sure what it was going to look like or what was coming, but I just felt the need to prepare myself. Well, a part of that process, I just remember a buddy very flippantly mentioned to me, "Hey man, I just started doing affirmations and it's been really impactful." That was it. The conversation didn't go past that. And y'all, I literally went online that night. Something about that kind of stuck where I thought, yeah, I should dig into this. So later that night, I Googled affirmations and I pulled up some random list of affirmations to read over myself. I didn't edit them. I didn't change them. I just started there and copied and pasted them into my notes app. And then my discipline was every morning on the way to work, I would read these affirmations out loud over myself. And over time, I started modifying them slightly and added a few, took out a few. But ultimately, I ended up with this kind of list that I very consistently, for about a year, every morning would read as I was driving. Yes, as I was driving, people judge me. That was me looking at my phone, reading my notes app. But I would read them out loud over myself. And in fact, this is the first time I recognized how intuitive our phones had become. I would leave for work at around 7 o'clock, 7:05. At 7:10 in the morning, that app, the notes app with that note on it, would automatically pop up on my phone, whether I pulled it up or not, because it knew that was my routine. That was my habit. And so it just became this thing where literally every day at the same time in the morning, I would read these statements over myself. Just seeking hopefully to experience some transformation in two things, the way that I see myself and then the way that I see God. So now I want to give you guys that list of affirmations and tell you the way that I start each affirmation is because I am a son of God. Now listen, that may not be your faith and that is perfectly okay. But let me explain to you why that's important to me. So I come from a great family. I have wonderful, loving parents that are still super present in my life. I am grateful for that. But I also recognize that not everyone comes from that. And unfortunately, a lot of times our identity can be incredibly entangled with the people from whom we come, right? And so you may say, hey, I want to be great in this life, but I don't come with that family last name. You have no idea the baggage that came with my childhood. And I wasn't given the opportunities or the resources or the love or the emotional maturity in the way that I was raised. So I'm not ready. And I don't think I'll ever be ready to step into the things that burn in my heart. Listen, you are not alone. I feel like that is probably more often the story than not. And even if you had great parents like me, listen to me. I know they left huge gaps and those gaps impact us. So what my faith teaches me is that before I was ever a son of Everett and Ruthie Simmons, I was a son of God. And I was sent into this family on this planet in the United States of America in the 20th century when I was born into the state of Alabama. Actually, I was born in Mississippi, but we're not going to talk about that. But now I'm in the state of Alabama living in Mountain Brook in 2025 for a specific purpose. But the root of my identity is not in the two human beings that birthed me and that raised me. It goes so much deeper than that. I come from an ancient bloodline. I come from the one who has always been and always will be. I am a son of my creator. So if I want to learn more about who I'm called to be, just like Jesus said, hey, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I just do what I see my Father doing. He wasn't just telling us who he specifically was. He was modeling our own paths that we are supposed to be doing what we see the Father doing, right? Because I am his son. So as I go through these affirmations, I want you to understand the reason that I started with because I am a son of God is it helps me hurdle or jump over or bypass the broken narratives of my own childhood from wonderful parents. And I believe it can help you bypass the broken narratives from your childhood, whether horrific, wonderful, or something in between. Okay, so I have these affirmations broken down into categories, and it's like areas of my life where I need my behavior and my thinking to align or realign or maybe align for the first time with what is actually true of me. So the first category that, and it's first on my list because I think it was my biggest hurdle. I needed to transform my relationship with money. I needed to transform the way I thought about money, the way I viewed money, the way I interacted with it, and the way I envisioned my future with it. It was a massive stumbling block for me. And let me say this, having a dysfunctional relationship with money has nothing to do with your personal balance sheet, right? There are poor people that have a horrible relationship with money, and there are poor people that have a great, healthy relationship with money. There are billionaires out there that are ruled by anxiety and stress and poverty mentality and scarcity mindset, even though their personal net worth is in the billions. So this is nothing to do with your income specifically, your savings, your debt. This is just how you view money and your specific relationship with it, okay? So we're gonna go through these now. These are the affirmations about money. So because I am a son of God, money comes to me easily and effortlessly. Now, how many of you right now laughed when I said that? Does money feel like it comes to you easily and effortlessly? You know, for the majority of my life, I would say that was not the case, right? It felt more like as soon as I made a little bit, a bill popped up and it was gone. And the bill was usually twice as much as whatever extra I just tucked away. Does that sound familiar? But I began to think about this and dream about this. Like, what if money could flow easily and effortlessly? What if it just came to me, right? And I'm telling you, you need to begin speaking this over yourself. The next one, because I am a son of God, I'm a good steward of all resources entrusted to me. Man, what if the reason sometimes it feels like when money comes in the door, it immediately exits, it's because we haven't built a pattern that is based in our identity that we are good stewards. So we don't actively steward the resources that come to us because we don't believe that that's a part of who we're supposed to be deep down. So let me just tell you right now, you are called. I don't care who you are, what your faith is, where you come from, what your background is, what you do for a living. You are called to be a good steward of all the resources that flow through you and your household. Let's go to the next one. Because I am a son of God, I constantly attract opportunities that create more money. Listen, we are supposed to be multipliers, not consumers. Like, we got to shift our mentality as human beings, as sons and daughters of God, as however you identify yourself, you got to shift your identity from being a consumer to being a multiplier. So when resources come to you, instead of dreaming about what to spend them on, you're dreaming about how can I multiply these to be a blessing. That doesn't mean you can't spend it on yourself or on your family. That's wonderful too. But ultimately, the things that come into us are meant to be multiplied through us exponentially and given away. Let's go to the next one. Because I am a son of God, I am worthy of making more money. Whew. Now this one hit deep. See, I started out my career in ministry early on. And as a part of that, I kind of internally just swore off wealth. Like, I'll never be wealthy because I'm going to be a pastor, right? And it was hard for me to kind of, how do I pull those two together? How can I be a man of God who's living out his calling, but also pursuing wealth, right? And so I just want you to know, like, every single one of you listening to this right now, you're worthy of making more money. You don't have to. It's not a big deal. It doesn't make you more righteous, more holy, better than anyone else by any stretch of the imagination. But if you want it, you can have it. And that's okay. It's not evil. It's not corrupt. Just know you're worthy of more than what you have right now. And you're worthy of being compensated more than you're being compensated right now. You have the ability to create more value than you're creating right now, which makes you worthy of more income to the same employer or another employer. Just know that because you're a son, because you're a daughter of God, you're worthy of making more money. The next one, because I am a son of God or a daughter of God, I am open and receptive to all the wealth life offers me. This is a big one, guys. You gotta be willing to say yes. And the yes sometimes comes long before the opportunity. The yes comes long before the resources show up. So begin building and developing inside of you a yes, an openness and a receptiveness to wealth. All right, let's go to the next one. Because I am a son or a daughter of God, my actions create constant prosperity. Listen, guys, you are the Ark of the Covenant. What does that mean? Okay, the Ark of the Covenant was the thing in the Old Testament that represented the presence of God. And everywhere it went, God's favor went, right? So this is what the story is telling. The Ark would be moved into a new city. That city would prosper. They would move it out to that city to another city. Then it would prosper. At one point in time, it was hanging out at a dude's house. He took care of it. Well, his entire household was blessed and his wealth multiplied because the presence of God came with him. So what I want you to realize, what this affirmation is teaching you, is that because you are a son of God, because you are a daughter of God, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, the presence of God, you're inextricably woven into the fabric of who God is. And you can't pull yourself away from that. So everywhere you go, the presence of God goes with you. And one of the things the presence of God does is it creates prosperity. It brings prosperity. All right, let's go to the last one on money. Because I am a son, money and spirituality can coexist in harmony. Whew. Now this one was a big one for me. It was really hard for me to agree with and believe that I can both be a spiritual person and a wealthy person, that I can both pursue making money and being profitable and at the same time pursue godliness and intimacy with Jesus Christ. It is possible. So, guys, I just spent a long time going through explaining each of those, but here is, if I just run through, it's like, because I am a son, money comes to me easily and effortlessly. I am a good steward of all resources entrusted to me. I constantly attract opportunities that create more money. Because I am a son, I am worthy of making more money. Because I am a son, I am open and receptive to all the wealth life offers me. Because I'm a son, my actions create constant prosperity. Because I'm a son, money and spirituality can coexist in harmony. All right, that concludes the money section of these daily affirmations. Okay, next, I want to get into affirmations about love and relationships, right? And again, we're going to start this off with, because I am a son, because I am a daughter, or because I am a son of God, because I am a daughter of God. So here we go. Because I am a son, I am full of positive, loving energy. How many of y'all want that to be true of you, right? Like, so when I have moments where I'm filled with negative energy and hateful or bitter energy or unforgiveness, man, I got to remind myself, no, I'm a son of God. And because I'm a son, man, I quit bitterness, right? I'm in a bitterness recovery program. Like, I gave up on unforgiveness, right? I'm living in forgiveness and I'm choosing joy and positive energy. So because I'm a son, I'm full of positive, loving energy. Because I'm a son, I welcome love and friendship into my life. Who could use more of that? Hey, so let's welcome love and friendship into our lives. Because I'm a son, I'm a loving and supportive spouse. And Lacey said, amen. Because I'm a son, I deserve love and I receive it in abundance. Now, that's hard for some of you. You deserve love. Listen to me. You deserve great love. You are worthy of great love. Not because of anything you've done, not because of any path you took to earn it, but because God says that you're the most lovable thing that has ever walked the face of the earth, because He chooses to love you, because He chooses to see you, because He has called you His daughter, His son. You are worthy of love. So don't settle for a life that is lacking in it. Because I'm a son, because I'm a daughter, I am loved, I am loving, and I am lovable. So it's, I receive love, I give love, and then I continually become even more lovable because love transforms me. This is so good. Because I am a son, I'm a loving husband, father, son, and friend. And if you're a woman, you can flip it. Because I'm a daughter of God, I'm a loving wife, mother, daughter, and friend. And this last one, I love it. Because I am a son, I give out love, and it is returned to me, multiplied many fold. I mean, what if you could say this about your life, that I feel overwhelmed on a daily basis with how much love there is around me. I feel overwhelmed with how much love chases me down and finds me on a daily basis. Listen, son of God, daughter of God, this is your future. Believe it. So now I want to get into affirmations that have to do with your relationship with yourself. So, this one was hard for me. I'll be honest. It kind of caught me off guard. And you're going to figure this out too. As you're reading this out loud, whether it's early in the morning, car ride on the way to work, I do recommend doing this in the morning. Like, set your day, reset, reorient your mind and your heart and your spirit at the beginning of the day so that you can experience the fruit of it throughout your day, right? But what I'm about to tell you is, as you go through these, certain ones are going to trigger emotions in you. And these are the ones that you need to lean into, okay? So when you read something out loud and you hear your own voice say it, and then there's something inside of you that instantly resists it or feels pain from it, those are the ones you lean into because there's something there that you don't believe that you really need to believe. So I'm about to tell you one of mine. So again, we're in the category of self here. So this one is so good. Because I am a son of God, I forgive myself and I set myself free. I forgive myself and I set myself free. You guys have probably heard me talk about this before, but forgiveness flows. And sometimes the first place we have to start, if we want forgiveness to be able to flow through us in our lives, is we have to learn how to forgive ourselves. And man, for months, I couldn't read this one without getting choked up, tears coming to my eyes. I couldn't finish the statement out loud because there were just things in my life, just moments of shame. You know, you have those moments where you're driving down the road and this a memory flashes through your mind of something you said, something you did, a mistake you made, a horrible moment, an embarrassing moment, and then you just cringe and shame runs over you and you just think, oh, I can't handle that. That is actually a part of my story. And I had a bunch of those, right? And as I would repeat this affirmation, I felt like the Lord would bring those moments back to me and would encourage me to go back to those moments in time to give empathy to myself of the weakness in that moment, the weakness in that decision. Understand that that version of Jeremy was doing the best he knew how with limited resources, with limited understanding. And even though he massively failed, he's grown from there. And so I go back to that moment, to that situation, and I forgive myself and I set myself free. So I let myself off the hook from the moment, but then also from the consequences. Like, hey, you're free, man. You don't have to revisit that. So listen, look yourself in the eyes, in your rearview mirror of your car if you're driving, if you're getting ready in the morning in the bathroom, look yourself in the eyes and say, I forgive myself and I set myself free. The next one, because I'm a son, because I'm a daughter, I believe I can be all that I want to be. The next one, because I'm a son, I'm in the process of becoming the very best version of myself. So listen, guys, no matter where you are, you might be in a low, low point in life. And trust me, I have been there. I promise you that God wants to use this low moment as a stepping stone, as an open door, an opportunity to lead you into becoming the best version of yourself, a version of yourself that you may not even be able to imagine right now. So there's something about declaring this over yourself that you are actually in the process, whether it feels like it or not, you are in the process of becoming the very best version of yourself. Because I'm a son or a daughter, I have the freedom and power to create the life that I desire. Listen, you are not a victim of the family you were raised by. You're not a victim of the last name you weren't given. You're not a victim of the crappy job that you still hold. You have the ability, you've been fully empowered to go out and build the life you desire. And sometimes, I'm speaking to Christians now, sometimes as evangelical believers, we put way too much blame on God. Like, God, why didn't you do this for me? God, why didn't you show up for me in this way? And sometimes I feel like he's sitting back going, guys, I literally gave you everything and I have fully empowered you. So just go, dream, build, take a step, follow the dreams inside your heart. I'm cheering you along the way. I've already given you all the wisdom you need, all the resources you need have already been allocated. Just go and do. Stop making excuses. Stop waiting on me to literally, you know, swing open every door, pick you up, carry them through you, put the tools in your hands, pick your arm up to do the work. No, like, I've already done everything in advance to tee you up to build a wonderful life that glorifies me and that brings you life and joy. So because I am a son, I have the freedom and power to create the life I desire. The next one, because I am a son, because I am a daughter, I choose to be kind to myself and love myself unconditionally. Y'all, how is your self-talk? Like, yo, I used to be so bad about this. I'd be driving down the road just cussing at myself. Just like, you stupid, bam, stupid, stupid, stupid. And I would just beat myself up literally out loud like a crazy person thinking about a situation that I could have handled better or a decision I made that cost me something. Guys, be kind to yourself. Your voice to yourself should match the voice of God. You're not allowed to think a thought about yourself that doesn't originate with him. You should not be allowed to say anything to yourself that he would not say to you. So let your self-talk mirror the kindness of God towards you. It's going to change your life. Next, because I'm a son, my possibilities are endless. Next, because I'm a son, because I'm a daughter, I am worthy of my dreams. Next, because I'm a son or a daughter, I am enough. Oh, somebody needs to hear that this morning. You are enough. You are enough, my friend. Okay, let's move on to health. So we've covered money, we covered love and relationships, we've covered self. Now we're going to get into health. Listen, because I'm a son, because I'm a daughter, I deserve to be healthy and feel good. The next one, because I'm a son, because I'm a daughter, I'm full of energy and vitality, and my mind is calm and peaceful. The next one, because I'm a son, every day I'm getting healthier and stronger. The next one, because I'm a son, I honor my body by trusting the signals that it sends me. Okay, so some of you have gotten trapped in in a pattern of looking for the next ailment, looking for the next sickness, and maybe it's not even sickness, but maybe it's you deeply desire to get back in the gym, to go for a run, to get healthy again. But you have this narrative in your mind that says, well, as soon as I start, I'm going to get sick again. Or as soon as I start, it's going to be Thanksgiving and I'm going to blow it out at my aunt's house with a smorgasbord of casseroles that are going to be presented to me. You know, hey, I was going to start, but I got that big party to come this weekend. I know I'm going to have a couple glasses of wine. Hey, we trap ourselves in these unhealthy, toxic narratives that keep us from believing that we actually are called to be healthy. We're called to be fit. Like, why not build the best life you can build, including your own personal health, including your own body? But I'm telling you, if you can shift your identity that, hey, I'm not a fat person that's hoping to become fit. I'm a fit person at heart. That's who I am at my core identity, who's temporarily fat. I just got to get back to who I really am. Hey, I'm a healthy eater who has temporarily gotten into some bad eating habits. But because I believe that deep down inside, I'm actually a healthy person, every time you make a good decision to pick up a healthy food versus unhealthy, every time you make a decision to go to the gym instead of staying on the couch and watching TV, it's a vote for your better self. It's an internal micro vote that begins to build a case that this is actually who you are. But it starts with believing it. It starts with believing it. And the last and final one, and I do love this one, especially as you're pulling up to your office in the morning, is joy. Okay, so we're going to read some affirmations about joy. So because I am a son, because I'm a daughter, I am grateful to be alive. It is my joy and pleasure to live another wonderful day. Because I'm a son, I'm grateful to be alive. It is my joy and pleasure to live another wonderful day. The Bible says, hey, this day, today, this is the day that the Lord has made. So I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. So because I woke up this morning surrounded by goodness, y'all, there's mornings I woke up this morning next to my beautiful bride. All five of my kids were home. Savannah was even home from Auburn this weekend. All the chicks in the coop makes me so happy. I woke up feeling great. Like, life is really good. This is a day to take joy in. But I've had my days where I woke up alone in a tiny little rental house. My entire life had fallen apart. No wife, no kids with me, but still had to find a reason. Hey, I woke up. Hey, I've got something to pursue today. I do have friendships. I have a life to rebuild. There's always something to take joy in today. Today's a gift. Don't waste it. All right, let's go to the next one. Because I am a son, because I am a daughter, joy is my birthright. I choose to be happy. So listen to me. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. It's literally a part of the nature of God, and God is your Father. So listen to me. It is in your genetics to be joyful. That doesn't mean, and let me say this, that doesn't mean that there isn't sadness is a part of the human experience. It's a part of the journey. And honestly, there is no joy if there isn't sadness, right? You've got to be able to experience one, like the depths of one, to be able to appreciate the heights of the other. But hear me when I tell you this, that as a son, as a daughter, joy is your birthright. The next one, because I'm a son, because I'm a daughter, being joyful comes easy to me. Joy is my second nature. Whew. How many of y'all want that to be true about you? Joy is your second nature. It's just effortless. Man, I want people to say, Jeremy's the happiest person I know. Not because I fake it, not because I roll up and put on a fake smile when things are bad. Like, I want to be the realest person, the most sincere person they know too. But I also want to sincerely be the most joyful person people know. Because I'm a son, because I'm a daughter, good things are happening. Come on, somebody needs to hear this today. Good things. It may not feel like it. It may feel like your entire world is falling apart around you. I promise you this, good things are happening, and they may be unseen at the moment, but they are happening and they will manifest in your life in due time. I promise you. So this is my heart and prayer today, is that with some repetition, you guys can start. So my heart and my prayer for you today is this, is that you can begin to experience lasting change in your life in the areas of finances, so with money, in your love and relationships, in your relationship to yourself, in your physical health, and in your soul, with just joy in your soul. So here's my challenge. Take the next 30 days. I'm going to post this list on social media. I'm also going to put it up on the website. Take this list. You can modify it, make it your own. Something makes you uncomfortable, that's fine. Cut it out. Add your own things. Rewrite the entire thing for yourself. It doesn't matter. But I want you to take 30 days and every day start your day at some point early in the morning before things get going and read these out loud to yourself. I want the most familiar voice in the world, your own voice. I want you to hear your own voice declare truth over yourself. Declare what you desire over yourself. And tell me if it doesn't change your life. In the meantime, thank you for tuning in. Please, if this content had a positive impact on you, I'm going to ask you for three huge favors. One, please subscribe on whatever platform that you are listening to or watching it. Two, either like it or provide a comment. That's even better. That helps raise me up in the rankings on that platform. And then three, please, please, please share this with someone who you feel like needs the same encouragement. In the meantime, you guys have a fantastic week. Be blessed.